Trump impeacher Alex Vindman urges lower the temperature after WHCD shooting despite comparing MAGA to Nazis. By Jasmine Jordan on April 28, 2026. Alexander Vindman, who is running against incumbent Ashley Moody, RFL, for Senate, urged the reduction in political tensions following a shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner despite a record of past social media posts attacking President Trump, Republicans, and ICE officers. Vindman posted on X Sunday, without mentioning President Donald Trump by name, part of a trend among Democrats. "What happened last night at the WHCD should concern all of us. I'm relieved no one was injured and law enforcement took such swift action. Healthy debate is a cornerstone of our democracy. Political violence must be condemned as anathema to democracy. We must lower the temperature on our politics." RNC spokeswoman Emma Hall responded, "Alexander Vindman is a sick individual who has peddled violent rhetoric against Republicans for years and is called to lower the temperature after a deranged left-wing lunatic tried to assassinate President Trump again is absurd. The internet is forever, and so is the permanent damage caused by Vindman's Trump derangement syndrome." The shooting occurred Saturday, April 26, 2026, at the Washington Hilton, where President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump were attending the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner. A suspect identified as 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen allegedly charged through a magnetometer and opened fire, striking a Secret Service agent in the chest. The agent was protected by a bulletproof vest and was reported to be in good condition. Officials said Allen had written a manifesto, previously attended a No Kings protest, and made a $25 donation through Act Blue earmarked for a Democratic campaign. Vindman has repeatedly called Trump a fascist, said he is trying to end our democracy, and referred to him as a coward and a wannabe tyrant. He has also written, "There is no better historical comparison to MAGA than the Nazi of the early 1930s. In other posts, Vindman used explicit language, calling Trump a tubby grifting bitch, and telling former DHS Secretary Kristi Noem, "Hey at Kristi Noem, fuck off you fascist bitch." Vindman has referred to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, as a fascist thug militia and said people need to be fired and people need to go to jail while discussing DHS. He also said ICE officers were roaming the streets picking fights with Americans and agreed with the comparison, suggesting ICE treats Americans worse than the military treats civilians in war. ICE officers in Florida have been involved in arrests tied to violent crimes, including cases such as a Fort Myers murder in which Raul Berwakin, an illegal immigrant from Haiti, was accused of killing a woman by smashing her car windshield and repeatedly striking her in the head with a hammer. Another incident in Martin County, Alexander Hernandez Gonzalez, an illegal immigrant from Venezuela, allegedly attacked a woman from behind and attempted to drown her in the ocean. Also, in a Miami case, Oscar Ernesto Sanchez Aguirre, an illegal immigrant from El Salvador, was arrested for sexually assaulting an Uber driver and causing a crash. RNC spokeswoman Emma Hall told Breitbart News, "Alexander Vindman's unhinged obsession with attacking President Trump has rotted his judgment, leading him to side with dangerous criminals over the law enforcement officers who protect our communities. Floridians don't want violent illegal aliens roaming free, they want them off our streets for good." Vindman, a retired lieutenant colonel and former National Security Council staffer, rose to prominence during the 2019 impeachment proceedings against President Donald Trump after testifying about a call between Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Trump was ultimately acquitted by the Senate. Vindman has also been a staunch supporter of U.S. taxpayer-funded military aid to Ukraine and acknowledged efforts tied to military logistics and funding, writing in a now-deleted post that he was trying to get logistics in place to help Ukraine win the war and secure America, while also seeking philanthropic contributions to support the effort. In 2024, his wife, Rachel Vindman, deleted a social media post in which she laughed off a second assassination attempt on Trump, initially writing, "No ears were harmed. Carry on with your Sunday afternoon," before later stating, "It was flippant and political violence is a serious issue. Whether it's aimed at a former president, the media, immigrants, or political enemies, and every incident should be addressed appropriately if we want to change the tenor of our political discourse."